This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Delaney, hope your holiday was fantastic, and I hope that you're home now. If not, and you're in the Northeast, especially, or in the Northeast or Midwest, you might have trouble getting back. Hundreds of flights were canceled, and 14 million people under a blizzard warning as you dive right into it. Wind, rain, large stretches of the Midwest just pummeled on this whole travel Sunday. So Kansas City International Airport closed to flights on the airfield. No visibility, low visibility. Kansas governor issued a state of emergency. Knew it was treacherous, so that was one of the places that we certainly saw. Cook County, Illinois, the number of people under blizzard warnings jumped from 8 million to 14 million. The National Weather Service office in Chicago said the worst will come late Sunday, and we saw that. So be careful out there. Nearly 20 million people under a high wind advisory, including the residents of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa, all my faves out there. Woo, I was looking at pictures of Topeka, and it was nasty. I mean, absolutely nasty. And when you're talking about snowfalls of 6 to 10 inches and what could happen in the next 36 hours in parts of the Northeast, parts of New England, seeing snow, cities that are going to be impacted by this, I mean, it still is the final moments, really, of what is the holiday season for a lot of people, and Sunday is a very, very big travel day. So the headlines all over the place are screaming about millions of people under blizzard conditions. I mean, just absolutely terrible. Because so many were able to give thanks, I feel like we need to talk about the poor people of Paradise and other areas affected by the campfire. After 2.5 weeks of unprecedented destruction, the campfire in Northern California is 100% contained. 100% contained. But the death toll sits at 85. They found a couple more bodies in Paradise, another in a town just west of the Plumas National Forest, 100 miles north of Sacramento. This has been awful. And there still are some people missing. The fire started November 8th. It's destroyed 14,000 homes, 500 some businesses, just awful, awful, awful. 2,500 people are now accounted for. That's the good news. The number has shrunk of those that remain missing, but it still is hovering around 249 or so. It's down, though, from 1,000, which was very, very high. The sheriff's office has a public list of missing people, and they're offering to swab the cheeks of relatives in hopes of identifying those lost in the fire, which I think is great, because to know is better than to not know. And there's been rain, there was flood warnings, there was watches, that's all expired, thank goodness, because the concern would be for the land where it is and to have the mudslides, which are equally as bad, and we've seen people be trapped in those situations. We saw that in Montecito in the beginning of January. Wow. So we wind up the year with this giant campfire. We started off the year in Montecito with some terrible, terrible damage as well, and then people being buried under mountains of mud. Another thing that has happened over this holiday season is the U.S. closing a major San Diego port of entry because you have that caravan slamming into it and they can't handle it. So U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed the road and the pedestrian bridges at the San Ysidro Port of Entry. That's the official name. If you don't know, and I used to live in California, I crossed that border though only once, one of the largest land border crossings between San Diego and Tijuana sits right there, and that's what it is. Remember, Central American migrants have been converging on Mexican borders. The city's there for days trying to get
into the United States. There's Mexican troops. There's protesters. There's all kinds of nastiness going on, from the tweets of the president to the Mexican officials as well. And crowds at San Ysidro are now about 500, they say, or so, starting to dwindle. It's men, women, a lot of children are in the middle of this. There was demonstrations, that kind of thing. The mayor of Tijuana even said on Sunday he wouldn't let the migrants' actions damage the city's relationship with the neighbors across the border. They know how important that is, obviously. So that's where we sit in that scenario. This is something we've been talking about for, you know, how long now, and now it just comes to fruition, I guess is the best way to say that. All right, in the meantime, as I'm kind of giving you the headers, we've now celebrated for a couple of days and a few things have happened, and I'll tell you what, this is pretty sad too. I do know that you can certainly lose your temper, and sometimes it's for ridiculous reasons, but pretty horrible if you happen to witness this. An argument over the weekend, it was on Saturday, at a Florida Walmart garden center, ended when a guy pulled out a gun and shot the woman with him several times, right? So Carly Cronin, 30, died on a holiday weekend. What kind of a domestic argument is that? What kind of an idiot does that right there while they're arguing over what? What could that possibly be? So 55-year-old David Johnson was the suspect. He jumped on a bicycle and was caught at the couple's house nearby. He had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was hospitalized. They don't think he's going to survive. So what prompted him to do that, to flip out and to go after his own girlfriend? It doesn't matter. At this point, one other person was injured while trying to get away from the shooting. They were taken to the hospital. So I guess the upside of this is, the sad part is, the woman who loses her life, the reasons why that happened, who knows? And then the person who was injured, they're going to be okay. So instead of it becoming a shootout at the OK Corral, a.k.a. Walmart, this time around, that doesn't happen. And frankly, that's the good news. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So we start up the show talking about weather conditions. 4 million people under blizzard-like warnings and conditions. And then we segue into the campfire and the good news that it's 100% contained, yay, and the fact that they're swabbing people to try to identify relatives still. I think that's positive because you want to know. And then, you know, we talk about these situations at the border and just how awful that is, and the clash and shutting down the border and what that means, and the fact that you've got problems with unaccompanied immigrant children in U.S. custody. The Health and Human Services is confirming that. When you say 14,000, I mean, how many of those kids get lost in the system? I mean, that is a record insane number if we bring it back to that. They say they're trying to take the possible steps to protect the kids and get them in the right environments. But how do you, you're doing this in a fast way. How do you comfortably, confidently know? I would hate to be in that position, because that figure is a crazy figure. You've got lots of security of adults coming forward to take care of the kids, but you might have these exhaustive screenings of the adults, but some of them are undocumented themselves, and they're fearful of ICE obtaining any of their information. So it is just a complete circle jerk. That's what it is. Round and round we go in the same direction. I've said this a million times on the show. We've celebrated 10 years here on America Tonight. Woohoo! Thanks to all of you for all your support. But the same song with very little results is what we've constantly come back to on America Tonight. We've talked to lawyers. We've talked to people that came here legally. We've talked to people who have had problems at the border. I mean, we've done it all. I've traveled with the Border Patrol for a week, and I saw what that was like in El Paso and Juarez, and how dangerous it was, how sad it was, and how many people come across. And we're going to start 2019, and we're going to still be dealing with this very, very same problem. All right, hang on, and we're going to come back with the mailbag, thanks to all of you on America Tonight.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, this is the time where we hear from you. Thanks to all the listeners of America Tonight. We're going to dive into our mailbag. And a quick reminder here right at the top, if you want to reach out and get in touch with me about the show or you want to talk about anything else, simply go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, fill in your email, etc., and just let it flow. Maybe I will finally get the best recipe I've ever had when it comes to pumpkin pie. I'm a good cook, not a good baker, because I can make cookies. I don't really make much of anything else. I really am being serious about this. I would love to make pumpkin pie in my spare time, and you all know how much spare time I have. All right, let's dive right into it. This one is from Big Al, and Big Al says, Kate Delaney, did you see that college football game? Let's bring some levity into all of this. I am a lifelong Aggie. I cannot believe the Aggies beat LSU. I can believe it, but it took 7 overtimes. That game was such a roller coaster, and I hope that those in Aggie land who are listening to your show got as much of a kick out of it as I did. I thought of you immediately at the end of that game. Yeah, the highest scoring game in FBS history. Kellen Mond's 2-point conversion gave him that win. And there was this, you know, there was some crazy moments in that. So the 2-point conversion to Kendrick Rogers was the deal. And watching that, I was like, wow, I think that LSU is going to win this. And then it went back and forth so much. And I looked at the highlights when at the Aggies got a 1-yard touchdown. They reclaimed the lead. LSU scoring to tie the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, I could go through all the plays because I was hooked in. I mean, what is going to be cool is to see what Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies get as far as a bowl game is concerned. I bet it's going to be pretty good. So thanks for that, and I'm glad you thought of me. It was a historic game, and it does take your mind off some of the other things that are happening out there. Let's move to this one. This one is from Kevin. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. 10 years. Wow, I had no idea. 10 years flies. I used to listen to you right when I got out of college, and I still listen to you today. You mentioned TuneIn Radio a lot of times because my schedule is kind of all over the map. I listen that way, and that seems to be one of the better ways for me to pay attention to what's happening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll tell you what, that campfire really pulled at me because I knew people near that area. They were fine, but they were telling me about some of the horrific things that were happening and the stories, the sad stories of the people losing everything, and so many of them being older, and so many parents lost in that fire and grandparents lost in the fire. And wow, that's just way too many people to perish. And I can't believe that all those people couldn't get out and they couldn't help them. And it makes me incredibly, incredibly sad. I'm wondering if you could tell us how many people are still missing or roughly what they think. Great question. And I feel the same thing. I feel the same way you do. 2,500 people or so are now accounted for. That's the good news. I mentioned this before. About 249 or so are missing. And what they're doing is if you have relatives, they're swabbing your cheeks. If you're a relative, so that they can hopefully identify those lost in the fire, they've got a running list of missing people. I can't imagine anyone's holding out hope that they're going to be alive, but just knowing, finding them something, it's just terrible. So they've got dogs that are searching for bodies. The rain helped douse parts of the fire that made it easier because the fire is 100% out. And now some of the dogs, the cadaver dogs, can do that. I mean, too much rain can wash away remains or even bury them, but it doesn't seem like that's the case from what they're saying. Cal Fire said they've got this under control, so that is the good news. It is. It's the good news for the people, but there's so much to have to rebuild and go through there, and emotionally the people who have lost everything. But I guess, you know, if you get out of there and you're there with your life and you still have your family, I mean, that's the thing to look forward to, right? Absolutely. And then you just deal with the reality of it. All right, we move to this one from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I haven't sent you an email in a long time. I apologize. I've been incredibly busy, but it will slow down now, and I'll be able to listen more that I am back working, so not to be distracted in saying that I can now pay attention to what's going on with the show. I'm wondering if you're still doing Nail the Score. So I apologize if it sounds disjointed. The answer to that is, I mean, yes, I don't apologize. I'm glad you're working. Yes, we're still doing Nail the Score. We do it Wednesday into Thursday. It's incredibly fun. Jake, call us. You send emails a lot of times, but call us in the middle of Nail the Score. It's in our first segment, last section, Wednesday into Thursday. You don't have to know anything about football. We need to add some levity to the discussion. Prizes are at stake, bragging rights. So all you have to do when I announce what the game of the week is, it's like circling numbers for bingo. Call in, tell me who you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be? And trust me, there's no science to this because the scores are all over the map. If we knew, all of us would say, look, we know. It's not that way. If I could guess the scores, really, would I be doing this? Would I be doing any of what I'm doing? The answer to that is no, 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 no. All right, how about this? Let's go to this one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, did you see this crazy deal, this new app that's kind of like Vine videos and people are playing with it? TikTok is like the newest social network thing. My niece had it and I was wondering if you knew anything about it. I guess it's been downloaded about 80 million times in the United States and I don't know, 800 million. I saw some crazy figure in the paper the other day, according to some of this information that's out there. And the users share tiny videos of themselves dancing, lip syncing, doing something regular, cooking, whatever, and it's become a big sensation. I'm wondering if you use TikTok. I have not used TikTok. I guess they launched it in 2016, and it was downloaded more than Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and it is a very, very big app. And it, I guess the app The company behind the app shut down musical.ly, which was a short-form video app, something like that. I know I read the story, but TikTok is a pretty successful social media app in the United States, and it is owned and operated by an Asian company. And when I got your email, because I read it earlier in the day, I went and looked at some of the videos, and the videos are pretty funny. And they are. They're just exactly like... The videos are exactly like the Vine videos. It's just short and poof to the point. And I guess that's the idea, because, you know, we have this short attention span. So the whole idea is you don't bury us in these long, long videos. That's the thing. All right, we move to this. This one is from Kyle, and Kyle says, Kate, I listen to you all the time, however I can get it. I hear you talk about all kinds of things, business related, sports related, obviously politics and the frustrations with politics. But I have to say that I do enjoy my football occasionally, as you mentioned, and I loved that your Eagles came back and beat the Giants, by the way. Not that I would ever be rooting for them, but I was rooting this time around. They beat the Giants 25-22 when Jake Elliott hit the game-winning field goal with 25 seconds, and I know you're into the whole kicker thing, so were you pretty excited when the Eagles beat the Giants? Well, that's an understatement. The Eagles are having a terrible season. Last year, all of you called me and sent me emails to say, yay, the underdog team finally wins. This year, different story, injuries, problems. They haven't been able to get it done at all. So, yeah, the Giants had their number. I mean, it looked like the Giants were going to win it in the last minutes. You know, the Eagles got themselves into position to make the kick, and Jake Elliott, it was just steady Eddie and nailed the field goal, and that was the difference maker. That's not the only team, too. The Seahawks had a last-moment field goal. Theirs was 31 yards, though, and they beat the Panthers. See, kickers matter. That's why you remember what I said about kickers. Kickers matter. I want a bumper sticker that says, kickers matter. You know what? Because by a foot, by an inch, it's a cinch, whatever they say. Whatever it takes. If you got to win that way, you win that way. So thanks for bringing that up. All right, here's one from, this one is from Mary. She lives in New England. Kate, I love that Sharon calls you from Maine. I'm a New Englander, too. I listen to the show. Sad what's happened to sea turtles up here. I know you saw that in the summer when you were down in Florida. Did you realize that we have a big problem in Cape Cod? I do. I saw that there were like 170-some sea turtles that died because of the cold, though. So this wasn't anything to do with algae bloom, polluted water, anything like that, but they say that they've recovered something like 227 cold stunned turtles, and only 54 of those lived. And how sad is that? They're trying to help them, and you know, they wash up and they get them. I mean, what are they going to do? Most sea turtles migrate between areas where they can find food and places where they can give birth. I mean, that's what they do. They go to warm waters. That's what the whole name of the game is. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message
to cry in Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands, and frankly, if we didn't show them strength at a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border, if we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
And turning now to news out of California, where the number of people killed in the wildfires rises to 88. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To the show, Joyce Lewis. She's written a fantastic book called Planting Seeds of Hope. Wait till you hear this woman's story. I'm telling you, I talked to her before we taped this interview and before we talked, and I just, wow, she blows me away with the kind of life that she has lived and the people that she's helped. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about where you came from and what happened in your life that changed everything. Because I think there's a lot of people and a lot of women, just but people in general, who feel kind of hopeless. They're in situations that they can't get out of or they're afraid to get out of, and they feel stuck. What happened to you?
Well, I was in that situation. Unfortunately, for all of us, there doesn't any written instructions on how to raise children. We have to learn. And my parents went through the Depression, and they had their set of problems. And so it came from kind of a dysfunctional family to start with, where my dad was 18 when they got married and didn't really know about parenting, and my mother was very young too, and my father always wanted me to take care of my mother, you know, because he felt that she really had gone through a lot in her life. She lost her parents at a very young age. So no one's fault that we go through dysfunction. It's just what it is. We have to learn and grow out of it. And so I went from that to teenage years and being no direction, no real set of goals or any prospect of anything other than just finding my way. It was like a maze, going through a maze, finding your way through. And even at a young age, at 8 years old, I was really going through that. So when I got to be a teenager and become very independent because I really didn't have family structure, became like a wild child, kind of out there trying to find my way and struggling, and just met a man and thought that my life was going to change because he was had everything that I wanted in a husband. And we got married and had two children, and everything was wonderful. But he came from a background of dysfunction himself. And so there were just a lot of issues. We were two dysfunctional parents ourselves in a way. We tried to be good parents. He was a very good provider, and we tried to do all the right things as parents, but we didn't really know. We were kind of going blind too. So after a long time, our communication totally broke down, and I really felt I needed help, so I went to therapy. Long story short, I wound up getting a divorce because my ex-husband really didn't want to go to therapy and he thought I needed to go. So that was the whole thing. So then I left, had my own apartment, got my own apartment, and struggled for 2.5 years. And I just remember being in my apartment saying, there's just got to be a better way to live. And that was my statement to myself, just saying, there just has to be a better way to live. And sure enough, God was listening. So things started changing in a major way for me. I started going to church, and I was going to classes about what makes dysfunctional families? Why do we live this way? Why do we treat each other this way? It was just, I got to be such a desire for me, got to be the most important thing in my life to really find out how we can all in a relationship, how it works, and how I could change myself. I know I can't change others, but how could I change myself to be able to have a relationship, a close relationship? Because I never really had that. I never knew what that was. So in going through church, I found the first relationship that I had to really pay attention to is my relationship with Christ. To me, after going through years of church, realizing, and also therapy, realizing that was the most important thing I needed to do in my life. So,
boy, in these cases, it's craziness. This unbelievable greed. And that's the Manafort deal. And this has now caught him in the spider web. But I have rarely heard of that. I mean, I used to cover courts and crime back in my television days. And I can't recall, and I did some federal cases, I can't recall ever, in fact, where that happened. Where it was like of this nature, this big of a deal, this big of a case. And, okay, I'm going to give you the info, but then poof, this happens. Wow. All right, then we got this one as we move on. This one comes to us from Paul, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. Like the show. Listen to it on TuneIn a lot because, like so many others have said, when I've listened to the show, they work crazy hours, as we all do in this gig economy. Sometimes I'm up with you live. Sometimes I'm crashed. And then I listen in the morning. I'm addicted to Kate Delaney, and I'm spreading the word. So here's the deal. I feel so badly for these GM workers. They were promised something that they did not get. And is it because of lousy car designers who came up with stupid ideas like the Cruise that nobody liked or the Volt that didn't really take off? And so they suffer as a consequence of that? Bingo. Yeah, that's what it is. So listen, I'm the CEO of GM. And we discuss, okay, here's the stats, here's what we are looking at, here's what America wants, here's what we're producing,
And what they were producing was not what Americans wanted. And the Cruze, the Chevy Cruze, was one of them. In fact, I can't remember seeing hardly any Chevy Cruzes on the road. And I live in a huge city in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I live right in the heart, like not too far from the city. So I'm not out in cow pasture territory. Like, I'm out, you know, I'm close. But the Chevy Cruze, the Volt, I knew that. Everybody kept telling me, oh, the Volt, oh, you're going to have to wait in line. Oh, everyone's going to get it. And then all the regular people who can't afford the Teslas, they're going to jump on the Volt. No, I didn't think so. And it didn't happen. The Buick LaCrosse, not your granddaddy's car. It was, and nobody wanted that. And I was a little surprised by the Cadillac CT6, but it also, and I mentioned this already, Impalas, etc. So the bottom line is that it's closing. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because of the cutbacks also in Canada. The word started to surface there, so think of Ontario, and you had people that came out, and they started to just leave. They were waving red flags, and they just left. And that's one of the places affected as well. So the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said he expressed his deep disappointment about the closing to CEO Barra. Boy, she got a lot of calls, didn't she? The President chewing her out, the Prime Minister of Canada throwing in his two cents. So what happens? I mean, there's a blockade in Ontario. There was people hugging each other. I mean, they know, listen, do the math. We're almost into December. They don't have jobs by the beginning of the year. We're talking about shuttering a lot of jobs, 15% of the workforce. So that means, too, that domestic auto sales will fall about 15 million cars and light trucks in 2020. They say from about 17 million this year. So there's like a slump going on here. And what are car makers doing? They're spending on developing electric vehicles of all sorts and self-driving technology. Self-driving technology. And that globally is supposed to explode and become a very lucrative business. So if I want to get a taxi, it's going to be driverless. Delivery services, driverless. So I don't know. I got a question about that. You're going to drive my groceries to me and I'm going to go out to the car and just get retrieve them? There's all kinds of questions I have about this. And in our Forbes Books at Bedtime, look, we've talked to people about technology and innovation. This is big. So, you know, look, remember the president said that they saved GM $157 million in federal taxes in the first 9 months of the year. So, and he says we've done a lot for GM. GM's saying we can't support it. Bottom line. So Lordstown is no longer the town of GM, frankly. Because Mary Barra is saying, that's it. We're done. We're not making these cars any longer. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I am so tired of the deception, the trickery, and just the witchcraft, frankly, that goes on in our nation's capital. Wouldn't it be great if the regular people ran, the people who had common sense, who would actually listen to their constituents? Is it me, or does it still seem as bad as ever? Be diligent, my friend. Know who your representatives are. Get involved locally. And if you get involved locally, then you can be the change you want to see. So don't sit back. That's the key. If you're going to change anything, you got to get involved. One more quick one. This one is from Michael, who says, Kate, I was flying out of Chicago today, but no longer. I spent part of the day listening to some of your past shows. Your turkey stuff made me roar. Thank you for that. Thanks to all of you for sending me your emails. You can do that, of course, each and every day. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact, and you're in.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Be in the man cave where there's an impromptu jam. I'm learning how to play the ukulele, but I don't know that they would invite me to try to play the ukulele while someone's seriously jamming. That's part of the man cave. Music is part of the man cave. So I think that's the biggest difference sometimes between men and women, that most of the guys I know, they could tell you what song went, what, you know, where the song was originated, what album it's on, right, on the release, when was it cut, that kind of stuff, like all the different details. Whereas most women, if I'm going to be, like, sexist about it, no music enough, but not that deep, right? So that's my goal, is to learn more, even more, about music. And one of my favorite groups is Cake. So I'm going through all the Cake songs right now and figuring out, you know, some of the background of what they were about. So we could talk to the Man Cave about that over and over and over and over again. Let's jump into what a lot of the Man Cave discussion is about, and that, of course, is sports. And a big reminder to all of you, we do that nail the score thing. You don't have to know anything about football. I almost don't even have to say this disclaimer anymore, because really all you're doing is picking a side once I give you the game of the week and telling us what the final score is going to be. Like, for instance, Monday Night Football, Deshaun Watson, the former Clemson quarterback star, led the Texans to their eighth straight win. Three touchdowns, 34-17, beating the Titans. And it was the capper of Week 12 in the NFL. Hard to believe, Week 13 almost here. So we had three Turkey Day games and then a slew of Sunday early games, a couple of afternoon games. The Sunday night game where the Vikings beat the Packers 24-17, and then the Texans with their win. And during the game, they honored the owner of the Texans because he died. Bob McNair at 81 died on Friday, and they had like a moment of silence for him and that kind of thing, because he's the one who really fought to bring football back to Houston because the Oilers left and went to Tennessee, basically. So the Oilers leave, go to Tennessee, and then he brings football back to Houston. How about that? Because remember, they were the Houston Oilers. Yep. The rest of what happened in the NFL kind of looked like this. The Eagles win their game barely, thanks to a kick, but they win. They beat the hapless Giants. So now at 5-6, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the NFC East, since you've got the Cowboys and the Redskins just in front of them by a game. And the Eagles next play the Redskins. NFC East is really kind of wide open. That's the thing. It's kind of wide open. Very different from what we're seeing like with the Saints. The Saints beat the Falcons on Thursday, so they win their 10th straight, and they're just in control. They eliminate the Falcons in the NFC South. And Drew Brees is having an unbelievable year. And then you see the Rams, too. The Rams are having a sensational year, and the Rams are crushing it. The Rams actually having their week off, but heading into week 13, they look pretty good. They look good, and the Saints look good, and the Patriots are always the Patriots. So you have the Saints playing the Cowboys, and that's a Thursday night game. And then you've got the Rams playing the Lions on Sunday, and the Lions are 4-7. Wow. And then, of course, the Sunday night game is the Chargers and the Steelers. One of these games could end up being the nail the score game, and then the Redskins and the Eagles. I mentioned that. That's the Monday night game. But it's pretty interesting. We're at this point in the season. It's now down to the wire as to teams that will definitely be cut out of the playoffs and the teams that will just find themselves somehow making it into the playoffs, either roaring toward it like the Saints and the Rams and probably the Patriots, or just kind of backdooring their way in, somebody from the NFC East, perhaps. I don't know if any of you are hoop fans, but the Warriors have been eh. Steph Curry is back for Tuesday's practice. That's a big deal, because he hasn't played since he hurt his left groin back on November 8th in a loss to the Bucks, and the Warriors had their problems where they did a Texas swing and they lost all the games. Then they lost to the Thunder, so they lost four games in a row. And the fact that he's going to be back in is very significant, because they've got a five-game road trip coming up. That starts on Thursday, and it starts with Toronto, and they would love to have him back. He is still one of the best players in the NBA. We always think LeBron now trying to work with the young guys on the Lakers, but he's in the West, and you still have to contend with the Warriors, have to contend with the Rockets, because the Rockets, I think, are going to be there at the end, too, as well. So it's about injuries. It's about tooling and fooling around with the offenses and what people are doing defensively and looking at stat lines and mixing things up. There still is kind of an earliness feel to the season, although we're, you know, more than a month into this, but it has that feel, let's put it this way. How can I not talk about this? College football, Texas A&M and LSU, 7 overtimes, and the Aggies win it. They have gone crazy, 146 points. People will be talking about this for a long time. They will be talking about some of the epic, crazy things that happened in this game. There was a premature celebration where Ed Ogeron, the coach of LSU, got doused with Gatorade, but then a replay overturned a call because of a downed knee, and it turned into a much different finish. So the Aggies win it 74-72. Big plays, controversial calls, coaches' fights, all kinds of craziness that ensued in the game. And I think at some point everybody in the country was at least tuning in, right? I'm just thinking that. Because you just had so many things that went on. Like, I saw a picture of this. There was the Gatorade shot was all over the place. But then there was the LSU Director of Player Development, Kevin Falk, who was supposedly in an altercation with a member of the Texas A&M sideline. Supposedly the guy in the scuffle with Falk punched another guy in the chest, and the guy he punched in the chest was once an offensive coordinator for LSU, and he's got Parkinson's disease and a pacemaker, so of course that's going to set you off. So there is there was some serious drama in that. Let's put it that way. And oh, by the way, the Mac is back. Mac Brown used to be the Texas Longhorns coach. Hook'em Horns agrees to a deal at North Carolina. How about that? He replaces Larry Fedora, who was fired Sunday after going 45-43 in 7 seasons at UNC. Wow. Brown needs just 4 wins at North Carolina to pass Dick Crum for the most victories in program history. That would be 72. Woohoo! Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.